Ty Brady here with Brady Insurance Marketing in the Ty Brady Way. As a successful entrepreneur myself, I'm passionate in helping other entrepreneurs do the same as they rise from rags to riches and get inspired each week on the stories they tell here at the Ty Brady Way. Welcome back and thanks for being on the show. Today, I would like to have Ryan Jode introduce our guest here today and a little bit about her. So Ryan, the floor is yours.
Yeah. Judy? I have Judy Harrison here and she's one of the most brilliant people I know. And she's going to be like, no, but she is. Judy, again, part of my story and part of my mission is to find people and products that make a difference, a true difference in our space. Which is the medical space as a broad spectrum. Judy hits that mark and nails that nail right on the head of making a difference in people's lives and the way we approach our healthcare and the medications and actually getting us from treating illnesses and symptoms that we have to actually making us better and getting beyond those illnesses and symptoms that we have. And so I want to give her as much time as I can. So I'm going to keep this introduction a little bit short and give the time to Judy.
Thank you. So I'm Judy Harrison and I come from a program called Own My Health. Now, if you looked it up online, it's ownmyhealth.life, which is a little unique to most people, but it's a health management program. Some people would say it might be a little bit like a wellness program, but it's so much different than that. And that is because we engage in not only traditional medicines, but also integrative functional, which is naturopathic, homeopathic, holistic. And the sad thing that's happened to people in the world today is that, gosh, 2,000 years ago, there were great medicines on this earth that people could go and utilize the things of the earth to help make them be better. Today, when you sit and talk with groups, most people think that healthcare is basically a prescription pad.
It'll fix it, right? Yeah. I can go to the doctor, I can get a script, and I've had doctors on the show, and they said members actually get upset when they don't write a script.
Right.
Because they're like, no, it's just a cold. And they're like, well, there's nothing for it. I mean, you know, it's like, it's a cold, right? Wow.
But when I sit with groups then and I say, well, the average American today is taking about 7 prescriptions a day. And then you say, okay, 7 a day. So if you stop taking them, what will happen to you?
Oh, I'm sure you have withdrawals, right?
And they say, well, I would be sick.
Yeah.
I'd be sick. Okay. So then what is the date that you get to stop taking them?
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, generally, I don't get to quit taking them. I get like more milligrams of it or maybe a next level up or whatever. Okay, so, but what is it doing for you? Is it healing you? And they go, well, yeah, well, then there should be a healing date. What's the date that you get to stop?
I think prescriptions are just symptom-based. It's a symptom, right? Here's you have restless legs. Here's a symptom. Take this to get rid of it.
Well, and it's interesting because it's more like the duct tape on the check engine light. It's really...
That's a great analogy.
Numbing the senses of whatever that issue is, but is it making you healthy? No. Is it changing your autoimmune system or your gut or any of those things? No. It's kind of covering up.
Is it getting to the root cause?
Right, right. And I mean, and there are so many answers to that, and people are not educated to it because we've set that standard in America that this is how you get healthy, and this, you know, and everybody's just kind of living on it. Now, in the last couple of years, there's been kind of an awakening and people opening their eyes and saying, gosh, darn it, I'm tired of taking this. Mm-hmm. I need some, what can I do that would really make me healthy? So now that's what we do is we always say, here's the traditional way that you can do things, but here's also the integrative functional way that you could do things. Your choice. But sometimes it's the difference of a prescription bottle that they have no idea what the side effects are. And those side effects are about 9 or 10
or more.
And they don't
You may die.
Yeah, right.
At the end of every single one of them, you're like,
you hit it on the head.
No, I think all of them do. Right?
Yeah. But from an insurance company's point of view, it could be 2,000, 3,000, 10,000 a month for that bottle. where we can take and show you where you could go get a supplement. And we don't sell supplements. We don't sell supplements, but we can point you to where to go and the things that you could take that would have no side effects, the same healing aspects to it. Yet, you know, it's only $70 a month or $38 a month or something different to that. And it does have an end date, you know, that you're going to get healthier and it's going to really make the changes in your system. So, you know, one of our medical directors had come from the Mayo Clinic. And when he got there, he said, he was there for 17 years. And he said, I'm going to focus just on health. And they said, well, that's not what we do.
Yeah.
This is diagnose, prescribe, and treat. And he said, no, I want to focus on health. And so if you listen to most doctors, it's not their fault, because most of them say to you, when we were in medical school, we spent about 8 hours on health. Mm-hmm. That's it. So they don't know. So when you go in and, you know, you go get a surgery, which I've had a few of them because of a car accident, I had a neck and shoulders, but they'll say to you, okay, when you come out, you know, we'll make sure that you have some oxycodone or some fentanyl or those kinds of things that will help you to get through this. Mm-hmm. Well, when I went in, I said, so when I come out, I don't do that. Best neurosurgeon in the West did my neck for me. And I said, so what do I take? And he said, I don't know. He said, let me explain that to you. And he said, now, I wouldn't say that to everybody, but he said, I know who you work for and what you do. So I know you know where to go. So go back and ask the people that you know what to take, because that's the only thing I know, because that's all we ever learned.
Trained on.
So Big Pharma comes in and says, for this, you know, surgery, take this. For this surgery, take this. And he said, and that's as far as I know. I don't know the side effects. I don't know what's in it. I can't help you that way.
Yeah.
He said, but I'm happy to get you something different if that's what you want. So I went back and found out something different I could have. And I mean, it was great. I didn't have to feel like I was out of my, you know, have an out of body experience or anything like that. But that's what we've taught people. That's how we've taught people. So the education of how to be healthier, even on an everyday basis.
Yeah.
I sat with a doctor 2 days ago about a client that's in one of our companies that wanted to know about lupus. And lupus is very much an autoimmune disease. So he said, well, the best thing you could take would be hyper immune egg. And okay. I said, okay, did you want to tell me about that? That's a new one for me.
Mm.
And I take something that's called ARMRA, A-R-M-R-A. These are not, I don't have anything to do with products. These are just what I find from integrative doctors. So it comes from cow's milk. It's about 2,000 years old, and it really helps all of your autoimmunes. Well, the hyperimmune egg comes from chickens, and it's specific eggs, and they take and it turns into a powder. So, but you could take it in a pill or whatever. But he said it's unbelievable how it will heal you. Have you ever heard about those things on TV in any commercials or anything? No,
I think it's getting better, like you said. I mean, from my perspective, when it comes to insurance, is members are encouraged to go and see their doctor and have a relationship with the doctor. And they're asking them about food, exercise, more than just, mm-hmm. you know, do you have stress in your life? And it isn't necessarily a pill. And I'm like, man, it's requiring them to be like, wait a minute, I got to be trained in health.
Right.
You know, they're, right. because
they're, but they don't, they don't really know what to do.
No. So with So with your platform, how does a member tie into that? And what does that process look like from start to finish? Or maybe somebody who's in the middle. So somebody says, you know what, that sounds interesting. Own My Health, like, what do they do?
So as soon as you come into Own My Health, you need to know where you stand. You really need to understand your own health along with us. I mean, we can figure it out really quickly.
I got a book over there that says The Doctor in the Mirror. You ever read that book?
I've never read that
one. You're your own best doctor.
Yep.
And it's basically you look at yourself in the mirror. So you do an intake or they do an evaluation?
As soon as they come in, we have them do a medical survey that allows us to know what surgeries they've had, what prescriptions they're taking, what are their top five main areas where they feel like they have issues and how we're going to help them with those issues. Most of the time when they're finished with that, they say, that's more than anybody's asked me about myself in a long time, unless I've had something specific, but about my entire body, where am I? Where do I stand? Then we just do a simple lipid test So we're looking at...
What is a lipid test for those people that don't know?
Okay, so it's your cholesterol.
Okay.
So we're doing LDLs, HDLs, and the ratio. Most people don't know what an LDL or an HDL
is. That's why... Yeah, okay.
So when you say your LDL, we'd like to get your HDLs a little higher, they're like, what?
All they've been told is it's high or low, right?
It's high or low.
And they get a pill for that.
Yeah, and what is HDL? Do I eat an apple, or do I swim, or do I take a pill? What do I do? So that's your good cholesterol. That's the good fat in the foods that you're eating. Your LDLs are your bad.
Yeah.
So there's a number we want them to have higher. There's a number we want them to have lower. You know, but now we're going to figure that out together.
And that's done with doctors that are on staff behind the scenes?
We have home tests we can send to you,
okay,
which we really learned through the whole COVID, you know, scenario that went on, that a lot of people didn't want to come out of their homes. So we have a very simple test that can be sent to their homes. We can get online with them and walk them through it, or it has a video with it that they can watch. Okay. Okay? But that's going to give us their, we're going to do their triglycerides. We're looking at their blood pressure. We're looking at their body mass, their body index, both ways. Because in America, if you use the America chart, almost everybody's obese. Okay. And that's not accurate. You know, you have to look at who people are as their health goes. So it's a pretty simple test that we do, but it allows us to know what their risk levels are. So we're looking at how many risks do you have? How much help do you have? And now why do you have those risks? So then a doctor takes that information and they make them a video that sits on their phone that all year long they can be looking at it thinking, because how many times you walk out of a doctor's office and you remember what they said?
But maybe 10% of what they said, yeah, right?
And you never remember the name of the medicine that you're taking. You know, it's too long. You can't pronounce it. You don't know what it is. So it's like, wow. I mean, we're going to start teaching you so that you know when you come out, you know what, you know, your cholesterol ratio should be. You know where your glucose should be, you know, and where you stand nationally, where that should be, you know, and why? Why did it get that way? Because now we have this report on you that you've filled out. So a doctor is going to give you a lot of information. And then it pulls over into what we call health guides. A lot of people would think of them as coaches, but they're medical degree people who now think very integrative also. I mean, you can't do it one without the other.
Yeah.
You need traditional medicine. You need integrative medicine. And the beauty of that is that you've got the Mayo Clinic, John Hopkins, you've got Cleveland Clinic, Hippocrates in Florida. They're all adding wings onto their hospitals and stuff to be able to start doing the healthy route to do this. Most of the issue is because integrative functional is much less expensive.
Yes.
Okay. Much less expensive. So, and I, you know, now we know where they stand. They have an explanation of what it is, probably what got them there. And welcome to America. We do not provide a very healthy lifestyle for people. It's a wonderful thing to feel like you have everything you ever want at your fingertips, but it's also been very abused.
And I've commented really when I've traveled across the world, the portions on a plate are smaller. And I mean, I'm always full, right? But then everything here we get seems to be so plentiful. And I mean, I leave a lot there. I mean, I can split a meal with my wife and I usually, but you're right. It's
you hit that on the head. So like people say to me, so can I ask a question? And I say, yeah. Well, I'm going over to get a Cafe Rio salad today. That's a salad. That's good, right? And I say, it is, but it's four portion sizes. And they go, that's four portion sizes?
That means four meals. Four meals.
And you're exactly right. Because the first time, the very first time I ever went to Mexico, I thought, what?
I'm going to starve.
Yeah, what? What is on here? You know, and so, like I said, it's a nice thing, but it's also done so much detriment to us.
Yeah.
Now the foods, I mean, you can dig a little bit and you can watch, you know, the story of a fast food hamburger. You can line them up and you can put them in a bag and you can bring them out as long as they don't have condiments on them, just the burger, the bun, and even the cheese will be okay. You put it in the bag and then 2 years later you open it up and it looks the same. Yeah.
So you're giving people a path and a guide they can follow to better their health, plus the resources. You know, they have the doctors behind it. They have these coaches, I guess you said,
right,
that can, hey, I got a question about this or a question about that.
Totally.
And I do think you're seeing a shift in that the last three to five years where people want alternatives.
Right.
And part of it's they go to the drugstore and the drug's $500-$600 a month.
Right.
And they're like, well, that's what my doctor told me to take. Well, is there something else?
Yes.
And
yes.
Again, I think not in all cases, it masks the symptom.
Right.
It's that you said duct tape over a check engine light, right?
Right.
Yeah, that resonated with me because I can picture somebody doing that, just keep driving, right? Not getting to the root cause.
Right.
What is that light on?
Right.
What's it telling me?
Right. And you know, and to know that they have more options than they've ever known before.
Yeah.
To open that up. I mean, so I had somebody that called me from Tennessee that said, I just found out I have stage 4 prostate cancer. And I said, you need to get on vitamin infusions. You need to get on some ivermectin, which we've all heard that through the, you know, what we've gone through in the last few years. There's a really inexpensive drug called fenbendazole that's helps cancer. Get in a hyperbaric, get into a red light sauna, get into cryotherapy. Your body is one of the most amazing machines that has ever been created. It will heal itself if you let it. Once you start poisoning it with things that it doesn't know what to do with, or you're just cutting people, you know, we try to get them to don't go get that surgery yet till we can see, you know, how far you can go. I had to have 3 surgeries, but I got myself in a position that as soon as I came out of the surgeries,
you're healthier. Well, not healthier. You recovered quicker.
I didn't even need to go to physical therapy because I was doing the things they were teaching.
Yeah.
So we use a doctor that was a jazz doctor for 27 years. He's on our board. And he's the one that helped John Stockton and Karl Malone make it through the NBA seasons, season after season after season, unlike any other NBA basketball team, that they were on the court. They were not missing games. He's been working this year with Odell Beckham for the last couple of years, getting him back on after he had surgeries. Let's get you back from the surgeries. It's amazing what your body will do if you help it with the very best things you can put inside of it. But we don't just do that part because we help people financially, their mental part of their health, their spiritual part of their health. I mean, every area you have to be able to teach them and let them embrace the things that they're looking for. Mental health. I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years. In the last 5 to 6 years, it was
exploded.
We all lived in I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. This now is all mental, physical. I mean, physical has taken a backseat to stress, anxiety, and depression. And what's the answer for that in society? It's a pill.
Yeah,
it's a pill. And it's interesting because our bodies function that when you take a pill and suddenly it makes you feel better and, you know, all of a sudden all that stress and anxiety went away, then you want more of the pill because it exerts dopamine. Okay.
You still got the stress and anxiety. It's just
and
it's suppressed.
But then you take more.
Yeah.
And that's how all of this addiction starts, whether it's alcohol, whether it's pills, whatever it is. It could be, you know, high level energy drinks.
Yeah.
It can be eating. It can be all kinds of things because we're releasing the dopamine and we're not understanding how to have the serotonin come out instead of the dopamine. And so we teach people, and that probably sounds like blah, blah, blah to a lot of people.
Well, I was going to ask you, how would somebody get started with the program?
So they come online. They can come online. They can come through an insurance broker.
Okay.
You know, they can go online to Own My Health and you can come on as a corporation. Or you can come on as an individual.
Okay.
Okay. And they're identical. The programs are identical. We just go out and meet with masses of people when we go inside of companies.
Sure.
So we're doing those kinds of things, but the individual gets all the same attention and all the same, you know, effects. Go in and you sign up. You can pay for it monthly, quarterly, or yearly, however you would like to do it. And then now you get started. The test gets sent out to you. You do the medical survey. We get your results. We put you in what we call a track. We want you to climb the mountain. We want you to reach the summit. So as you're doing that, you know, along the way, we're watching for the progress and the things that happen. And someone's working with you all the time. We know what you're doing. We know how it's happening. This isn't a thing that we say, hey, get your phone. Here's an app. Get healthy, baby.
There's a lot of those out there, right?
Yeah, yeah. There are. There are a lot of bingo games and, yeah, you know, all
shiny
kinds of
objects.
Stuff like that. Yeah. But, you know, it's up to you. I mean, you can wear a device, like I wear this O-ring.
Yeah.
And it, and I can sign up for some of the, what we call challenges and things that are on there. But it'll, whether it's a Garmin, a Samsung, an Apple phone, or whatever it is, it'll attach to our program. And then you may say, I want to be tracking my sleep. And so we're trying to get you to get better sleep, because that's unbelievably important for, yeah, people that they don't realize, because we get so busy.
How your body recovers.
Right. And good sleep.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, those different things, you know, we're watching and we're trying to direct you into the things that you need. We've got the health guides. I mean, we've got people that call them and say, so this next week I'm going to be in Chicago and I eat bad every time I'm there. Tell me what kind, you know, where to go, what to do. I'm thinking of this restaurant. And they look at recipes together and they look at things. We have nutrition trackers. We can do by devices. We have the Healthy Financial Sense, helping you with your health. We have about 600 doctor videos.
Wow.
So they're all 2 to 4 minutes. They'll tell you, why the heck should you eat celery? You know, or what is Lyme disease? Or what is cancer? Or what is leukemia? Or, you know, my Achilles tendon really is hurting, or I'm not sleeping at night, or every time I eat this food, it makes me sick. Why does it make me sick? So there's all these videos. And that's why the other day somebody called me and said, I see everything on here but lupus. So I immediately call one of the doctors. I go sit down with them and do what you and I are doing right now. Mm-hmm. And I ask the questions and they answer and they talk really high level. So I say, I have no idea what that means. So bring it down.
Yeah.
You know, always bring it down so that somebody second grade, third grade, fourth grade could understand what you're talking about. They can watch any of those videos. There's about 500 different challenges for the whole well-being of a human being. And we are constantly, every quarter, every monthly, we're adding new things, because those doctors are finding out new things. When, yeah, they find them out that are in our panel, you know, and they're from coast to coast, you know, we're putting out the new information that people can do that's not just about a pill. You know, your doctors, your hospitals, they're working hard for us, but now what you're intaking and where your gut level is the most important part of what's happening inside of you.
Yeah, I've read a lot of books about gut health lately. Anything else you'd like to leave with the audience before we close this out? And then any last thoughts from Ryan over here?
I think I hit the nail on the head in the beginning.
Yeah.
That I really wanted Judy to tell her story. I think that's so important that we communicate the story and communicate where we can make a difference.
Yeah.
And since 2010, when I first came into the industry, and back then, the natural homeopathic pathway was like this hush hush, don't even go there.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting to where it's like, wait a minute, we need to backtrack and we need to find people like Judy that understand how the traditional and the homeopathic can work together, not, mm-hmm, against each other. They're not at war, which so often you find.
Yeah.
And let's find a way for us all to be healthier, better, and happier. And that's what this does. And that has amazed me since I met Judy. And that's made me want to go out and broadcast her story to anyone or everyone that I can talk to or that will listen.
Yes, absolutely. Judy.
I think I say this, I've said this a million times over 25 years. This program is not about wheatgrass and tofu, or it would be over. And if I walk in a jogging suit, it's over, because to people, it's too overwhelming. They don't have time, they're stressed, they can't think about it. That's the people we need to help. This is easy. It's about you. It's HIPAA compliant, so it's always private. It takes you at the level and at the rate you want to move, you know, and how you can move and as much as you can take, we're going to feed it to you. What you're looking for, we bring it to the table. And you may be different than the other 50 people that are standing behind
you. It should be.
And everybody needs to be treated according to where they're ready to move and how they're doing it. It is life-changing. You cannot believe what I see. When I've had people that have called me and said, literally said, Judy, I think I'm going to die. I need to get involved. I think I'm going to die. And I say, are you ready to do something? Yes, I'm ready to do it. They are different human beings today. And they go, I can't believe. I kept thinking I'm going to have to go have surgery or I'm going to take all these pills. I didn't know that I could do it for such little cost. And I could engage that with myself, you know, and get through so many of the things that I need help with, especially, like I said, the mental health now.
Yeah.
Because we are way focused on that. Helping people get off of that fence faster and faster and faster so it doesn't grow is a really important thing to do with the people. It's easy, it's inexpensive, and your life is worth
what they got to lose. What they got to lose, right? I mean, we were talking earlier and we were joking about people will insure their cell phone and they won't spend that money.
That's right.
They won't spend that money to insure their own life.
Right.
And I mean, that's as little as it costs. I mean, $30, $40 a month. It's inexpensive in most cases, and people just won't do it.
Right.
Their cell phone is more important than their own life. You know, Judy, Ryan, thank you for being on the show. And always share, like, and subscribe.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Ty Brady Way. As always, share, like, and subscribe. Go to Instagram at ty.r.brady. And as always, love hearing from you. And let me know what you want to learn on the show or what you'd like me to bring up on the show. Thanks.
You can find the Ty Brady Way on Instagram as well as Facebook. To stay connected with giveaways and Ty himself, go ahead and follow at ty.r.brady on Instagram as well as Facebook. This podcast was recorded, edited, and produced by Whitney Face Media Marketing. The theme music is an excerpt from Hot Chicken of the Woods by Isaac Joel.